Hello, and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. My name is Mike Simpson, and in this show, we're going to talk about how to implement software quality assurance processes in an organization without reducing productivity. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions that you would like to ask me, please use the question and comment box below. All right, let's get started. How can software quality assurance processes be implemented without reducing productivity? By implementing quality assurance processes slowly over time, using consensus to reach agreement on processes, focusing on processes that align tightly with organizational goals, and adjusting, experimenting, and refactoring as an organization matures, productivity can be improved instead of stifled. Problem prevention will lessen the need for problem detection. Panics and burnout will decrease. And there will be an improved focus and less wasted effort. At the same time, attempts should be made to keep processes simple and efficient. You should avoid a process police mentality. Minimize paperwork. Promote computer-based processes and automated tracking and reporting. Minimize time required in meetings. And promote training as a part of the quality assurance process. However, no one, especially talented technical types, likes rules or likes bureaucracy. And in the short run, things may slow down a bit. A typical scenario will be that more days of planning and reviews and inspections will be needed, but less time will be required for late-night bug fixing, and much less time will be required for handling of irate customers. But what if an organization is growing so fast that fixed quality assurance processes are impossible? Well, that's a common problem in the software industry, especially in new technology areas. And there's generally no real easy pat solution to this situation. But one approach is to hire good people, have management ruthlessly prioritize quality issues, and maintain a focus on the customer, and everyone in the organization should be clear on what quality means to the customer. Other possibilities include incremental, self-managed team approaches, such as the Kaizen methods of continuous process improvement, the Deming and Schuart plan, do, check, and act cycle, and others. Some of you might not have heard of the Kaizen method of continuous process improvement, so let me take a moment to talk about that. Kaizen is Japanese for improvement, or change for the better. Kaizen refers to a philosophy or set of practices that focuses upon continuous improvement of processes in manufacturing, engineering, supporting business processes, and in management. Kaizen has been applied in healthcare, government, banking, and many other industries. When used in the business sense, and when applied to the workplace, Kaizen refers to activities that continually improve all functions. Kaizen involves all employees from the CEO to the assembly line workers. Kaizen applies to all processes, such as purchasing and logistics, which cross organizational boundaries into the supply chain. Kaizen aims to eliminate waste by improving standardized activities and processes. Kaizen was first implemented in several Japanese businesses after the Second World War. Kaizen was influenced in part by American business and quality management teachers who visited the country, and Kaizen has since spread throughout the world. I hope that you've enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or if you have any comments, please use the question and comment box below. And if you're interested in viewing my other shows, just search the GoGo Radio Archive for my name, Mike Simpson. If there's a show that you'd like for me to do, you can let me know by using the question and comment box below. Thank you again for your time today. Please remember to tune into GoGo Radio. It's found exclusively on GoGo.com.